Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. What is our greatest treasure? What is our greatest possession? How do we judge the value of things, of persons? How do we make this judgment? How do we figure out, in other words, what should be the greatest value? Because I believe we all struggle with trying to find that proper priority in our life. There's times that we get busy about many things, and we maybe get our life out of balance. Sometimes, even as ministers, we get so caught up in doing all the work of the Lord, we forget the Lord of the work. And so we have to find balance. So if we go to the ancient fathers of the church, they give us a tool. They give us some help. They give us assistance that we might be able to strike that balance. And that is, we learn from the Queen Mother. That when we go to our Blessed Mother and we have this devotion to her and we allow her heart to enter into our heart and our heart into hers, she gives us that proper balance. She teaches us. She teaches us. How is it that we might be able to interact and react and with this world around us? So that we do not get too busy about work, or we do not get too busy about money, we do not get too busy about things and activities and recreation, but that we find the right balance. So she begins to teach us who we are and who we are in our relationship with her Son and his most sacred heart. So we allow then that heart of ours to beat with hers, and she then brings us into that heart of Christ. And so we have three hearts beating as one. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, my patron, the greatest of the fathers and the doctors of the church, he said, it's been said that there are the Marthas in the world and there's the Marys in the world. But he said, that's not true. He said, each one of us has a Martha and a Mary within us. And we have to strike the balance. We have to find that proper perspective. So if you are a husband and a father, a wife and a mother, you cannot be a monk. You cannot be in a cloister because of your state in life. And a monk shouldn't be out there working, working, working and forgetting his prayer life. There's got to be a balance. But a balance between the monk and the worker. We have to find it. The Martha and the Mary. And so this Blessed Mother then, when we invite her into our hearts, she is able to give us the proper tension. And how is that we are called then to be in this world? Mother Teresa says to us that the first step of being able to give of yourself is to recognize that you have something to give. If you're going to give of yourself, you have to recognize that you're gifted. So she says, we have to realize that everything we have and everything we are and everything that we can be is pure gift from God. And recognizing that it's all gift, then we could say, I have something. Now, God, I want to give it to you. It's like a holy exchange of gifts. The gift of our health, the gift of our life, the gift of our thought, the gift of our ability to work. These are all gifts. Now, God, we say, I want to give it to you. And again, we go back to the Louis de Montfort, where he says, if we recognize that all we have, are, and can be is gift from God, let's give it to Mary. Let's give it totally to Mary, a total gift to Mary, so that she can totally give us to her Son, to her Father, to her spouse, the Holy Spirit. So we place ourselves in the hands and in the heart of the mother who always cares for her children. And so, yes, we are in the 16th day in that preparation, 17th day now for the preparation of the consecration. Come the August 15th on the feast day of the holy day of the Assumption. And as we prepare ourselves, we have to say, I am gifted. And I give the gift to Mary. And Mary gives me totally to her son. But we have to recognize what kind of attachments do we have to these things of the world? Do attachments even to ourselves where we say, I don't want to give. I don't know if I'm ready to take that step and give it totally. St. Ignatius had a prayer, I forget the name necessarily of it, but it's like a prayer of self-immolation, a prayer of total gift. And I used to pray it every single day, especially as a young seminarian. And it goes something like, God, take everything I have. Your love and your grace are enough for me. Take my intellect, take my will. Your love and your grace is enough. And I remember I prayed that every day. And then one time I went into an exam I was prepared for. And I always kind of prided myself on being a good test taker. So here I sat down at this exam and my mind went gone. I looked at the page, couldn't answer anything. I turned the page, couldn't answer anything there. I sat there for an hour and a half staring at this paper. Nothing was clicking. And then I remembered that prayer. And I said, God, I'm just kidding. You know, I want my mind back, God. Give me my mind back. Because I prided myself on my intellect, prided myself in learning. And God says, let me give you a little kiss here to see if you really mean it. It's tough. God, take everything. By the way, I have to finish that story. I went back to the professor and I said, Doc, I'm sorry. Because I wrote on there, I said, sorry, mine went blank. I handed it in blank. And so he just sat me down and we started talking or whatever. And you know, just over the class and over the course of the different things that we studied there and that stuff. And I was just having a good time talking back and forth, drinking coffee, whatever. And I said, well, what about this test? Can I retake the test? And he said, you just did. I didn't realize he was giving me an oral exam. And I got an A in that class. Yay, God. Anyway. But the power of recognizing the gift and the power of giving the gift away. What's the number one word there we have trouble with? At least us guys do. Trust. God, if I give myself completely to you and to your mother, that means I have to trust that you will care for me. I have to trust, and I know that trust is going to be tested. God, I don't like that. I like to be in control. Ladies, is that hard to fathom that the husband wants to be in power and control? Yeah, anyway. But we want to be in control. And here we say to God, I'm going to put that control in your hands. It's difficult. So when we take a look at this preparation for dedication to our Blessed Mother, it's getting tougher and tougher every day. Especially looking at the life and the spirituality of Mother Teresa. My goodness, she trusted in God. And that's so difficult. That we give ourselves completely. So once again, I close with the first question. What is our greatest treasure? What is that pearl without price within our life? What is the greatest possession that we have? Are we willing to sell everything so that we might have that possession? Is that possession? Is that treasure? Is that our relationship with God? Is that our relationship with our family? Is it our relationship with our friends? What's the great treasure? You know, last week, and I just thought of this here, but last week we buried three people. In each one of those situations, they didn't surround themselves with their bankers. They didn't call forth their lawyers and to present their portfolios and how much money they made in life. They called for the people of faith. They called for their family. And they called for their friends. So if you really want to see a person's what their true treasure is sometimes we have to go to the end of their life. And I see how these people, they all called for the faith. They called for their family. That's the true treasure, I think. Our relationship with God and our relationship with our family. What price is that worth? What are we willing to sacrifice to be able to keep that treasure? Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.